Matt, what are your primary roles and responsibilities as college scouting director?
As college scouting director, I am responsible for covering the entire country, seeing every draftable player, quite a bit of the time seeing priority free agents, and ultimately helping Mike and Brian stack the draft board for the draft in April.
So what was the transition like for you?
Transitioning from pro director to college director wasn't too difficult, just because I had been through that process as a college guy. I kind of knew the process, and I knew I had an experienced group that had been through the grading scale for a number of years now. So it was really more me fitting in with them, as opposed to them kind of conforming to my style.
How beneficial has it been for you to work on both the pro and college sides throughout your career?
I think it's highly beneficial to be able to work on the pro side and really understand and know the league, and not just what's playing, but also what works in the league. You know, who are the good players? Why did a certain guy, as a college free agent, why did he make it? Having relationships with agents, being able to interact with coaches, see what they're thinking week to week, and to be able to apply all those things and go back out to the college side and take those things that I learned being in-house on the pro side, apply it to the college side was greatly beneficial to me.
And how do you guys cover the prospects throughout the year? Because this is a year in the making before you get to April and NFL draft.
Sure. It's a pretty wide net that we start with last spring. We have NFS meetings, kind of get a master list. We try to have every draftable player. We try to get three guys to go into the school. Mike believes in physically scouting these players, seeing them live, seeing them in their element during the fall. We just had our meetings, weeded some guys out, kind of streamlined a little bit.
How much throughout the year do you guys say, okay, what kind of number do you have on this guy, and are there certain benchmarks?
The cool part about our system with Mike and Brian is that the grade is fluid. And what I mean by that is you might go in August and you saw some, 16 tape, and maybe you saw him as a late round guy, and you go in there and you're like, man, maybe he looks a little better. You see him in August, the coaches are talking him up, so maybe you move him up to, say, a fifth round grade. Now that fifth round grade might stay when you go back in November. His performance, it might elevate him to a fourth round grade. So, and that grade will stay fluid mainly all the way up until post combine. And then you set it and you try to get as right as possible. But I would say the bulk of the grade, the most important part of the grade, is how they played their last year on tape. What is the tape saying about this player?
How many interviews are you allotted in Indianapolis? And what's that scene like behind closed doors?
Each team's allotted 60 interviews, 15 minutes apiece. It's pretty rapid fire. A lot of people in the room. It's pretty hot in there. But player comes in, it's a quick meet and greet. You know, if a player has something in his background you like him to ask about, that'll usually get asked by myself or the area scout. And then we go right to the position coach. He'll comprise a film of select plays that he'll go through with the player. And you just try to get a feel for their football knowledge, what their system was like, how comfortable they are in a stressful setting for them. It's a sort of a quick 15-minute job interview. And again, it's really just to get a quick feel for their mental capabilities and how they handle themselves in a somewhat stressful situation.
What does it make you feel when your boss, ultimately GM Mike McCagnon, says that ideally we want to build this thing through the draft?
I think ideally every team would like to, because you're bringing young talent at a controllable cost into your organization. And you're allowed to develop them the way you want them in your vision for your program. We take a lot of pride in it as a group that building through the draft is the right way to go, and we're going to have a good draft.
How helpful have Mike and Brian been for you throughout this process?
Yeah, they've been really good. They don't micromanage me. They allow me to evaluate in my own style. They allow me to manage the department in my own style. So there's no set way to say, hey, you need to do this, this, and this. They delegate, they allow me to be the director and manage the department as I see fit.